Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and Savitri will be with us next week. And I have our wonderful guest from last week with us again today, Odessa Ray. And Odessa Ray is an actor in Hollywood, and she has been a fantastic source of information about body image, because she used to be a model for a number of years since she was 18 years old, and now is more focusing on the film industry. So welcome, Odessa.
Thank you, Mona. So lovely to be back.
Yes.
I absolutely love this topic, as it's a topic that has really dictated my life.
Absolutely. And in fact, I wanted to start out with just recapping just a little bit of what we talked about last show, which was how we got to this insanity of body image, and how the fashion industry has shaped it, how the ready-to-wear industry has shaped it, and how fashion photography really nailed it by that camera. That the camera distorts the image so bad that rather than fixing the camera, it totally shaped how women dressed and see their bodies. And in fact, I found this little, or came up with this little phrase of, with the body, that we tweeze it, we squeeze it, we diet it, we color it, we cut it, we tape it, we steam it, we boil it in the sun and bake it in hot yoga, we cover it, uncover it, we sit on it, we turn it upside down, squish it, pummel it, drug it, dry it out, and then we stuff it. And then we subject it to the tyranny of scales and mirrors, and then we wonder why we have an issue with it.
I know.
And so, Odessa, what we didn't cover last week, what I really want to go start off with, is that with your modeling background, you were going to write an article about the modeling world. And so
I have written it. I just have to get up the courage to actually publish it.
Oh, well, this will be a good dry run then. So let's talk about your experience in the modeling world. How was it really?
You know, I think that people have probably heard this before, but it's not glamorous. Whatever it is just absolutely not glamorous. You know, I was 18 when I started, and they immediately sent me to Paris and London. And I remember I arrived in London not, you know, being quite naive and innocent. And I was put in a model's flat. And I got to the apartment, and it was like three or four beds in one room, another room, a few, you know, racks to put your clothes on, and a bathroom that was just falling apart, and a kitchen that looked like it was unused other than for coffee and apples. It was dingy and dirty and dark. And
it sounds like a form of slavery.
I know. It just, and even in Milan, the first night I got there, eventually, as you work your way up on the fame level or the success level of the modeling world, you get the nice hotel rooms and all that. But when you start out, boy, it's just, and even the pretty, you know, moderate, like medium successful models end up in these same flats that are always notoriously dirty, not taken care of, three, four girls in one room who are out, you know, partying every night, and it's very unglamorous. It's like roughing it even worse than a college dorm style.
What was your typical day like?
My typical day would be like, I'd wake up and walk, a good four or five hours and take the tube or the bus or whatever it is to all my castings, one after the next. And, you just go into a casting call and they put some clothes on you and they take pictures and they see if they like you and they poke and they prod, and then you sort of leave and you go to the next one. And then hopefully one of those many casting calls you book, and a few days a week you're shooting, and then you're back to the 10 hours. Sometimes it'd be like 8 hours a day or 8 to 10 hours of just walking around to different castings. And that
wow.
is your day. It's just endless, castings. And
how did you keep your energy up? And are you doing this with other girls, or are you just on your own because you have your own schedule?
You're on your own. So modeling is very lonely. I just remember being very lonely, because even though you make friends, everyone has their own schedule. You're all on different shoots. You're all going to different cities at different times. And so you bond really quickly because you're all so alone and thrown into these model apartments, and then you have to separate. And you're always quite lonely because you're always making these new friends. And so then when you go to a new city, because you have no friends there normally, what you depend on are these guys called PRs, which are sort of like your modern-day pimp, I call them. And they know the numbers for the models' apartments. They know the major casting houses, so they hang out there and they get the models' phone numbers. And they are paid to basically bring models by the head to nightclubs and fancy dinners with whatever celebrity or prince or wealthy person is in town. And you just end up getting sucked into this world of a lot of partying and a lot of socializing, because you don't really know anyone else and you're in a foreign city and they're offering you a glamorous meal and party. And so you just, that's the lifestyle. You at least for when I was doing it, all the girls, you just go to your castings by day, you shoot, and then at night you are out with the various PRs at the different nightclubs/restaurants.
If you're only 18 years old and you're subjected to this environment where, number one, it's lonely, then you are put in this, challenging living condition, and then your day is spent going out and you're exposing your body. I mean, I'm not saying that you're doing uh-huh. underwear, but you're all the changes of clothes.
No, but you are doing underwear. You're not model. You are never. You're always expected to be able to just stand there naked while they change your clothes. And
it's double. It's double exposure, because you feel naked emotionally, and then
you're really physically
naked. So it's like, whoa! I can understand how it would be so easy to become insecure in that industry, especially if you had nobody guiding you to say, okay, this is what's going to happen, and this is going to happen there. That'd be tough to undo emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah, and I noticed that all the girls, most of the girls, were so insecure, including myself, because you're always, being compared to the other girl, and all the girls are, tall and beautiful, and you're also living in this apartment where maybe one girl is working more than the other, and so then there's jealousy issues, and, it's just...
Wow. It's a rough world.
It's a really, really rough world, yeah, and you can get very lost in it. I certainly did for a little while.
And what kind of brought you back? What helped you not get completely lost?
I think I just hit so rock bottom, got very sick, and had no choice.
Isn't that the body is going to
severe cardiac problems? from probably starving myself, and I, you know, that is luckily my godsend. I got very sick and chose to change, and I watched. I mean, it was different for a bunch of girls. I watched many girls kind of get set up in their own way and start to eat properly or just choose a different lifestyle or, you know, get married and had kids, and that changed them. And yeah, but it's...
Well, let's talk about some of the steps you took to get yourself repaired from that when we come back from this break. So we're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I'm talking with Odessa Ray today, an actor from Hollywood. Welcome back, Odessa.
Thank you.
I want to read just a quote before we get started again on our conversation. I have a quote from Naomi Wolf, who's the author of The Beauty Myth. She said, "If women suddenly stopped feeling ugly, the fastest growing medical specialty, which is plastic surgery, would be the fastest dying." Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
If we stopped feeling ugly. And again, I keep telling women every show, you know, women control 85% of the buying power in this country.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And yet, why are we so controlled? It's amazing.
I know.
But I want to finish our conversation in Odessa when you were in your modeling. What was the thing that kind of started to turn you, what turned you around so that you didn't get lost in that world?
Well, like I said, I got very sick. And at that point, I started looking, you know, for something to help me. And luckily, my mother, who is very committed to the world of yoga and nutrition, and she's a longtime student of Savitri's, who hosts the show with you, she has a wonderful quality where she just never gives up on anything. And I had distanced myself from her during the modeling years, probably because I was so lost myself. And when I really needed solutions, she was right there basically just helping me and feeding me information and really helped guide me towards the meditation work that Savitri does. And that is the work that saved me and changed my perspective of myself and changed my perspective of the world and how I relate to the world. And her work really gave me a sense of appreciating myself and feeling gratitude for this physical form. And so then I wanted to start taking care of it, because before that I had no concept or no feeling of just gratitude for, you know, my legs and my arms and my feet and my breath and the fact that I'm alive. That was not really a part of my awareness. It was more, life's great, but I, you know, have to accomplish something, have to get something done. And that really is what really started the big shift in my life.
And I'm sure that if girls that are in the modeling world now or anybody in an unhappy situation wouldn't, their first place to turn wouldn't be meditation to solve their problems. And here you really turn to meditation to find the answer. And really what Savitri
But, you know, I see more and more of my peers doing that today.
Beautiful.
In the acting industry, and they're turning much more to spirituality, actually. It's funny. And I just, you know, I've been able to glimpse a lot of what's out there in my friends who have different practices, and I just find Savitri's techniques so powerful that I try and get my friends to go to her workshop.
So here's why we talk about Savitri's meditation, is because the bigger picture issue is, who really controls a woman's body? And so I'm going to name a couple of things that I found in my research for this show. These are the categories that are affecting the vast majority of women. Now, there's not to say there are not great pockets in all of these industries, but in general, these are the big machines. Number one is men that we allow in our life to dominate our actions through sex and relationships. The fashion industry, with their unrealistic ideals of a woman's body. And again, they're controlling us because we allow it. The pharmaceutical industry with their, what I call the disease of the day, and their solution of the day or drug of the day to fix it.
Oh my God, yeah.
The medical profession dictating to us what body parts we should eliminate, i.e. hysterectomies, our most creative part of our body, and what body parts we should alter through plastic surgery in order to be accepted. The media in all forms, except this show, of course, that's warping our view of women's bodies. The school system, pushing conformity and homogenization of mind, spirit, and body and gender issues. These are big forces. Religion, I mean, religion could be a series of shows right there, and that's not to say there are not good pieces of religion that help people, but by far, there's been more suppression of women than help. Mm-hmm. We have the food industry with fast food and processed foods, which is unnerving our power in the kitchen, because the kitchen, you know, that's where health begins, that's where community begins, that's where connection to ourself begins. The diet industry, which is feeding on all of the above. And the last one I saved for the last one, because this had such a powerful impact on all of us early on, is the toy industry. Imagine a Barbie made with horizontal feet wearing Birkenstocks. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
A Barbie. You know, Barbies don't have flat feet. But there was actually a Happy to Be Me doll that was created back in the 90s.
Oh, interesting. What did it look like?
I haven't seen. I think there's one on eBay or Etsy that was created to help bring women, people aware of the impact of fashion dolls, that fashion dolls have on body image and self-confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were normal height, well-proportioned body, and they had accompanying storybooks showing them as competent, creative, and resourceful, important members of the family.
Interesting.
But the doll bombed and no longer exists, so you could only find it because, you know, everybody was in the Barbie movies.
Yeah. Well, I remember having Barbies, and I just used to obsess about the Barbie figure and hope that one day I would have the same body.
Exactly. And
you
wonder how...
I remember just staring at myself in the mirror going... You know, looking at the waist, looking at Barbie, looking at the boobs. I mean, it's just crazy when you think back.
I found this morning and I'm researching and I'm going, oh my God, I have to see this. There's a documentary called Barbie Nation.
Yeah, wow.
And it's not on Netflix, but I was trying to find it. You can purchase it, and I even looked on eBay. I didn't see it there, but it's from a website that I'll post. But there's a documentary, Barbie Nation. You can buy it for $29.95. And how Barbie even got started was by a woman named Ruth Handler, who is the co-founder of Mattel Toys. She introduced Barbie to the marketplace in 1959, a time when children only played with baby or toddler dolls. Handler noticed her daughter, Barbara, liked to play with paper dolls modeled after adults. The mother, Ruth, who worked at Mattel with her husband, Elliot, encouraged him to manufacture a three-dimensional, full-figured adult doll from a paper doll. So on a trip to Germany, she discovered a scantily clad, floozy doll named Lily that men hung from their rearview mirrors, and she brought it back to Mattel to use as a prototype.
Wow.
And Barbie was born, probably named after her daughter. Now get this. Ruth Handler here, she says, she explains this in the documentary Barbie Nation, little girls have difficulty adjusting to their own breasts. I thought if they got a grown-up doll with breasts, it would ease their feelings about their own breasts. Isn't that fascinating? So right from the beginning, parents hated the bodacious Barbie, but Mattel used the power of television to get children excited about the doll. And parents bought Barbie to make the children happy. And look what that whole industry has spawned. So I found this other YouTube. It is. On YouTube, I found this segment. Barbie can't keep her shoes on for 5 minutes, yet ideologies adhere to her with great tenacity. Barbie really had a way big effect on the body image of women. And there's a whole industry that just follows Barbies. Like, I had no idea until this morning the craze that still exists for Barbie dolls. Yeah. Fortunately, a Mattel has a division called the AmericanGirl.com.
Yeah, American Girl. Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't, a friend of mine, Kathy, told me she bought one for her granddaughter for Christmas. I had no idea this existed because I don't have children. It's a division of Mattel. And it's got a whole, it is like an entire industry. They've got this experiential retail outlet. Where,
oh, yeah, American Girl is huge.
Do you know, have been?
Mm-hmm.
You've been to a store?
Yeah, yeah, we have one right here at the Grove in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. I hear it's got, like, you can go have a party there, you can meet with other girls,
yeah,
and their moms, and, you know, dress your,
yeah,
doll,
uh-huh,
have a birthday party. Uh-huh. But at, uh-huh, least it's a healthy, uh-huh, image.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
And I would love to go check it out sometime, but at least it made me feel better that there was, you know, for what she put out there for a Barbie, at least she's balancing it positively,
mm-hmm,
with,
mm-hmm,
all of this. So,
mm-hmm,
but we have to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. We're having a fantastic conversation with Odessa Ray today, an actor from Hollywood, about body image. And in the last segment, I was just going through some of the major powerhouses that control a woman's body. And so, mm-hmm, Odessa, welcome back.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, we were just talking at the break about the film industry and,
mm-hmm,
how that's shaped, how, you know, really, since you're right in the thick of that, how that has an effect on women's body image. And,
mm-hmm,
so you were talking about, like, the ratings of movies.
Right. Well, I think I was just commenting on how it's funny how, you know, you're explaining the Barbie thing created by a woman, and it's just funny how so many times throughout history, it seems to be the women that are shooting themselves in the foot, you know? And I just, it made me think of You know, the rating system on films, whether a film gets a G rating or a PG rating or a PG-13 or R rating, those ratings really determine the box office receipts. And, you know, people making movies, they try at all costs to usually avoid getting an R rating because it means that they'll make significantly less than was a PG-13 or a PG. And those ratings are given by I believe it's a group of women, in the Valley who are probably mostly moms.
Unbelievable.
And I find it so, strange because movies today have gotten so violent and, you know, so sexual and, you know, so, just kind of, you know, gone in an extreme direction from where it used to be. And it's the women that are giving them the stamp of approval and saying, okay, this can still be a PG-13. You know, my children can go and see this. Like, you'd almost think that, you know, it would be more understandable if it's a man going, my kid can handle this and, you know, PG-13 will be just fine. But no, it's a group of moms, I believe, who are consenting to this and saying, you know, this is okay for my 13-year-old, basically. I mean, I wonder if they're actually showing their 13-year-olds those PG-13 movies or...
Well, I'm just blown away that where's their conscience, you know?
Yes, I know.
I mean, where's their... Or are they just so in this little bubble that, you know, it's all about the money and they're not really thinking of the society impact on society?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know any of these women since you're down in that area?
I've probably met them just in, you know, in mixing and all of that, but I don't know personally any of them. I'd like to find out who they are and maybe go there and give a talk or see what they're thinking.
I'll go with.
You know?
I'll go with.
Because I remember I went to see that Twilight movie and I was so shocked by, it's PG-13, and so then naturally the trailers that they play have to be PG-13, and I was so shocked by, there was one trailer that almost looked like a horror film, and, you know, with a girl, like, strapped to a chair, and, you know, these things tied to her mouth, and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, it made me, I actually walked up and left the theater.
Good, because I can barely stand. I haven't gone to a movie for a while, but I can barely stand to go and watch the trailers because it's usually so violent against women or just so violent, period, that I'm just like a wreck by the time the movie even begins. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just really screen for my own well-being. I just really screen movies carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And but Odessa, you're in this. Is there any female actor that you know of that can truly, or at least attempts to hold a true healthy female standard of beauty in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, they're constantly up against the challenge, and I believe even Jessica Chastain said it on her Golden Globe stage recently that, you know, it's really up to the writers to write good roles for women, but there are plenty of women that would love to be portrayed in a more full, honest, wholesome way. You know, some of those women who I think do it better than others would be Diane Keaton.
What about Julia Louis-Dreyfus? I always heard she, you know, really...
She's great, I think,
does a,
yeah.
A healthy lifestyle. I mean, not only is she a good actress, but she's lives well behind the scenes.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, she's a good one. A little bit more wholesome. You know who I really love? Amy Adams. She's very sort of grounded, down to earth. She always picks, very good roles. Even Jessica Chastain, I think she's trying to do the same thing, play stronger women.
What about Jennifer Garner?
Yeah, she's great. I think that she's also has a very, she's beautiful and yet she hasn't, you know, turned to that kind of more sex appeal beauty.
Right.
Which is hard to do when
she's got three little kids and,
you know,
two of them darling little girls. So hopefully she will hold the line and get them, have them have a balanced life. Mm-hmm. And is there
and
a
directors?
Film?
There are some directors that are, you know, doing wonderful things for women's roles, like Nancy Myers, who's probably the most famous female director, I think. Well, other than, you know, Catherine Bigelow would be pretty famous. And Nancy Myers actually directed Something's Gotta Give with Diane Keaton. Meryl Streep, she's another one. Nancy Myers directed that last movie that, or not last, but that romantic comedy that Meryl was in. Yeah, so there are people that are doing what they can, but it's not that much.
Do you agree that it's the writer's responsibility to change the way women are viewed?
It's up to writers to write, you know, better material for women. And then it's up to the producers to decide to finance them and produce them. So
is there a film company in general that you know of that that is at least supporting the idea of better roles for women, or is that down the road yet?
Well, there's Participant, which I don't think they focus, you know, specifically on women, but they're a social action company, so they pick different kind of issues and they make a lot of films around those different issues that we face. And a bunch of films they've made have to do with women's rights and, you know, their role in society. And so they are known as the more conscious film company. But,
and is there anything of these women that we've mentioned, these actors that we've mentioned, are they doing anything organized to help turn the tide of how women are portrayed in Hollywood? Is there anything organized?
I must say also, my friend and co-star in a film that we just finished, Sharon Lawrence, who's also in Drop Dead Diva, she is a wonderful woman in film.
And oh, which one does she play?
She plays, well, did you, in the film that we were in, in Drop Dead
I've
Diva,
I've watched the
I'm
whole series
sure.
on Drop Dead Diva.
Yeah, so she plays, I don't know, but you, her name's Sharon Lawrence.
Oh, I know, she's the mom. She's the mom of Dead.
Yeah, she's the mom. And she is, she's also part of an organization called Women in Film, and it's a very big organization, and their main focus is changing the role of women in film. And that's a very big group in Hollywood very powerful women are a part of.
There's also Gina Davis, and Gina yeah. Davis has mm-hmm. actually been extremely instrumental in getting women to be more balanced in films. I subscribe to her newsletter, and she's extremely mm-hmm. active. I was hoping to get her on the show, actually, but mm-hmm. she's so busy with this organization. I haven't, but just stay tuned because I am going to keep pursuing that. And yeah. by the way, for positive female role models, if you're all listening, if you have not watched the series on Netflix called Drop Dead Diva, it's yeah. hoot. It's so great. The writing is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to tell you the storyline because it's so good, but I was just totally hooked on that. And we were trying to get Brooke Elliott, who is the actor from that. So, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but Drop Dead Diva, go find it on Netflix and take a listen. So we're ready for another commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Odessa.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work.
Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to our very last segment today on Sisters Talk Radio. We're having a great and very important conversation about body image. And we're talking with Odessa Ray, who's an actor in Hollywood. And Odessa, at the break, we were just talking about this, the importance of loving your body, but also getting beyond the physical form and caring about the things that really matter. So you as an actor, you as a former model, and obviously, according to our standards today, you're gorgeous. But we know that that's not everything. Not everything. So how have you made that transition so that because now you feel much more like a whole person? What are some of the things that you've done?
Well, you know, I didn't really ever feel beautiful when I was modeling, mostly through my younger 20s. I just never, ever, ever felt beautiful. People would tell me I was beautiful. I would get paid a lot of money to be photographed, as I am even today. But nothing would get through. I would just feel everything that was wrong with me all the time in my looks, because I was sort of picked apart by so many different opinions. And I really only started to feel beautiful when I started connecting to my inner self, you know, my true self. And it just reminded me
of... And what feelings did you connect with?
Just the feelings of love and gratitude for life, you know, for my physical form, for being able to be alive. And it reminded me of the other day, there's this very popular restaurant here in Los Angeles called Cafe Gratitude, and everyone has been going there, and it's very trendy. And you go into the restaurant, and they always ask you a question at the beginning of your meal, like, you know, what are you, what's your purpose? Or, you know, different kind of life questions you have to think about while you eat. I mean, it's just sort of fun. But then the other day, the guy asked, what's your favorite part of life? And I kind of stood there and I was like, life. And he was like, oh, I get it. Like, life in general, da da da. I was like, no, like life itself, like the fact that I can breathe, you know, these beautiful smells in the air, the fact that I can touch a loved one, the fact that I can see, you know, all these things through my eyes, the fact that I can walk and feel the ground under my feet, you know, life itself is so magical and so beautiful once you really, you know, actually turn your focus to observe it. And I just realized that, you know, these feelings of gratitude and love that I can bring from my heart through my body for life itself and for my physical form has made me finally feel beautiful. Yes. And I, you know, people now when I go places, I mean, people come up to me all the time and say, wow, you really shine, you really glow, you know, all these things. And I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, but it's just got to be that energy and that love that I can connect to within my heart and feel, you know, shining throughout my physical body. And I just feel so grateful for that transition because, you know, now, 10 years later, since starting modeling, I finally feel beautiful where most people beautiful. Probably feel less beautiful and are yes. turning to other alternatives, which are making them feel even less beautiful. So,
and wouldn't you find with that focus that now you're actually taking care of yourself from that aspect of feeling gratitude for your body?
Yeah.
Rather mm-hmm. than an outward focus, like I'm going to buy this mascara because it's going to give me bigger lashes and I'm going to have more eyelashes to bat at. Whoever, yeah. versus, yeah, yeah. no, you know, I want to do this because this makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you yeah, know, that,
and that is the place that I do it from. Mm-hmm. Where and, I used to, you know, put on makeup religiously because I felt absolutely ugly without it. And now today I can go anywhere I want without makeup on or with makeup on and I feel the same beauty. And it's just, I never actually thought that I would make it to this place in my life because I really had this thing with, I had to cover up, you know, and do makeup and to feel beautiful. And I once remember thinking, gosh, if I ever get a husband, the first morning that he has to wake up with me and look at my face, you know, when I wake up, he's going to leave me. That was an actual belief yeah. that I had. It's yeah. crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, now it's just an absolute non-issue.
Yeah, that's a whole other show in itself, but it's just writing. I mean, it's just getting balanced in our thoughts. Of yeah, how uh-huh. things really are, and that we have the ideal is we have a balance of those feelings inside, those balance of feelings of beauty and love for self, loving ourself, having that gratitude for ourself, and caring about ourself from that place of gratitude and the fact that we do have life. And this is really what Savitri has been trying so diligently over the years to tell the world is that, you know, when you meet somebody, it's not just giving them once up and once down of how they look, but, you know, how does mm-hmm. that person feel? How am I impacting that person? And can mm-hmm. I go meet that person from a place of love mm-hmm. and know that, you know, that person has feelings too. It's just, it's the feelings piece is everything. And mm-hmm. if we focus on those feelings of love and gratitude, and then our actions come from that, mm-hmm. that's what shifts the world. You know, and this is really what Savitri is imparting. And there's a wonderful quote that I want to read that is from the mother in from Pondicherry, India, about beauty. Because it really speaks to this, the feelings, which, you know, are not they're not things, but feelings are things, but they're not our physical form. They influence our mm-hmm. physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Let beauty be your constant ideal. The beauty of the soul, the beauty of sentiments, the beauty of thoughts, the beauty of the action, the beauty in the work, so that nothing comes out of your hands which is not an expression of pure and harmonious beauty, and the divine mm-hmm. help shall always be with you. Mm-hmm. And literally, it's that other element mm-hmm. of taking the whole person into account. So as you as a beautiful human being, you know, your body is one piece. But when you put it all together with the feelings on the inside, the fact that you feel beautiful now, you care for yourself on a whole different level, you've been able to heal a good portion of yourself from that modeling experience, and you put it together in a beautiful form, that's when it becomes magic. Because then you're offering the entire, you walk around as a whole person, not half. You know, we hear so much about, oh, you know, my other half or my other half. Well, you know, it's the other half is you. It's
And the more feeling. I, you know, feel that other half, the less I want that other half in the physical.
Exactly.
I mean, because, you know, not to say one day, but definitely.
Oh, hey, same for me. Same for me.
Not hungering for it, you know?
That's the difference. That's the difference. Yeah. And so when we, you know, all that soul searching, well, you know, it's kind of an oxymoron. Yes, you are searching for your soul. You're not searching for your soul in someone else. You're searching for these feelings, and it's putting these feelings together in the physical form and putting it all together, which is where the magic is, which solves the riddle of the body image. When you've put those two together, then body image is not an issue because you've transformed it all into a bundle of gratitude. And that's what you take out into the world. And that's what you create from. And that's what you create beauty from.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you say that now that you've been able to put those two pieces together, even though you're still in an industry that's, you know, a bit rough and tumble, would you say that you can survive better down there now?
Oh, it's not even that. I enjoy it and I thrive because I know what to see. I know it's changed the way I see things, and I see, you know, beauty in all my friends and my work situation and in the sweetness in people. And no, it's completely changed my surroundings and my life down here so that I absolutely love it, you know, makes me feel more and more connected to me.
Beautiful. And you know, no matter where you are, even if you're driving in your car and you're not feeling great right now, you know what? Just focus on something that you can be grateful for in your life, because that helps welcome those feelings into your body. And once you start doing that, that balances that feeling that we get so focused on our body image. And when you start
Go ahead. I mean, and what I try and do every day when I'm out in the world is, you know, connect in some way to some stranger, like, you know, comment on her beautiful smile, or just really try and be much more present with the people that you're interacting in your daily life. And those sweet moments will make you feel so much more joy in life. You know, pay for someone else's groceries, you know, just do random acts of kindness, and it makes you feel so happy.
And that's when your beauty glows.
Yeah.
Because you're
totally
happy.
Does.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Odessa, I can't thank you enough for being on our show again and offering your perspectives of Hollywood and how you've healed yourself with your body image and still in the industry and thriving. We look forward to seeing you on the big screen. Is there any projects that you want us to be aware of that you're going to be in coming up?
I am in a film that you will probably not be able to see because it's going to film festivals and we win a lot of awards and that kind of thing. Right now I'm in a movie that's out, and it's called Movie 43. It's also with Halle Berry, Hugh Jackman, Naomi Watts, Kate Winslet, a huge cast, actually, because it's a series of about 17 short films, and it's a comedy.
Great. Well, we'll look for
it's in theaters right now.
Beautiful. Well, Odessa, thank you so much, and thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be back with you next week. Have a beautiful weekend and week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.